Well, Stalin had encouraged or allowed allowed Kim Il-sung to unify the country. Kim Il-sung apparently had assured him that there's no question that they would be able to conquer South Korea. That South, once they got into South Korea, there were lots and lots of people waiting to rise up and welcome them. And of course, there were some. Remember that before 1945, there'd been a very great political ferment in Korea, very left wing in its outlook, and that had continued after 1945. But in the south, it was suppressed by the United States authorities, who ran the country as an American military colony between 1945 and 48, and the whole tone of Korean politics had been left, or anti-Japanese politics had been very left-wing. So Stalin accepted that Korea should be unified. If the Russians had wanted, or the Soviet Union had wanted to do it themselves, they could have done it in 1945. The Americans had proposed that they divide the peninsula, but the Russians were right on the border, ready to go, and they declared war on Japan immediately. The war in, or I think it was 3 months after the war in Europe ended, and so they had forces ready to go into Korea. They moved straight into Korea. They didn't even stop at the 38th parallel because the Americans had another 3 weeks before they could get forces into Korea. They just weren't near enough. But despite some of the later stories and myths about how the Russians wanted to occupy all of Korea, they didn't. They stopped. There was a few excursions, but they stopped very quickly. So the Russian interest in Korea was not as great as some people thought it was. The Chinese interest was, of course, much greater. The border and the Korean presence in their border areas as well. And Stalin said to Kim, "You've got to get Mao's agreement," and Mao agreed. And Stalin has said, "Oh, we'll support you. We won't interfere. We're not having our own troops on the ground. We don't want to fight the United States, but we'll supply you with aid." But they did. But they charged for it. The Chinese waived all aid expenses for to North Korea for the cost of the war. But the Russians did charge their pound of flesh, as it were. And I think it probably gave the Chinese a degree of confidence in the world, in how they conducted things. They'd stood up to the United States in a way that the Soviet Union hadn't. They could and do proclaim victory in the war because the United States was not able to achieve its objectives, which included the unification of the Korean Peninsula by the autumn of 1950. So I think it helped lay the seeds of tension within the relationship that came out after Stalin died. I mean, Stalin had been the leader of communism, the man who'd walked with Lenin. Well, Khrushchev was not quite the same, so the Chinese began to go their separate ways. And they also had a different, I think they had different needs, they had different social needs, different plans for how the country was to develop, which weren't the same as the way the Soviet Union had developed. And they resented the idea that somehow the Soviet Union was the big brother who could tell them what to do. So I think, yeah, it did have an influence. And some of the tensions were to come back during the Vietnam War over how aid was to be given and who was to give aid and so on. But there was also, there were ideological differences that really mattered as well, although whether people really go to war for ideology, I don't know.